Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha is continuing its special discussion today for the second consecutive day on Operation Sindoor, India's strong, successful and decisive response to the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack were eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police under Operation Mahadev yesterday. He said three rifles were seized from the terrorists which were used in the Pahalgam attack.
कल ऑपरेशन महादेव में सुलेमान उर्फे फैजल जट अफगान और जिब्रान तीन आतंकवादी सेना सीआरपीएफ और जम्मू कश्मीर पुलिस के संयुक्त अभियान में ऑपरेशन महादेव में मारे गए। सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तोयबा का कमांडर था पहलगाम हमले में और गगनगिर आतंकी हमले में वो लिप्त था इसके ढेर सारे सबूत हमारी एजेंसियों के पास
The Home Minister emphasized that the Narendra Modi government has a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. On the other hand, taking part in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organized and orchestrated by it. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government. He accused the centre for lack of will to fight. Several other members, including Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, K. Kanimoy of DMK, Shiv Sena's Shrikant Shinde and Nishikant Dubey of BJP also took part in the discussion. The discussion is still underway. The Rajya Sabha is also holding a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and the security forces for eliminating the three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam.
हमने यह सुनिश्चित किया है कि हम पाकिस्तान के लिए इस पे ऑफ कैलकुलस को चेंज करेंगे और हम आतंकवाद को उनके लिए एक कॉस्ट मिस एडवेंचर बनाकर ही रहेंगे ताकि आतंकवादियों के जेहन में यह बात बैठ जाए कि यदि हमारे एक भी भारतीय नागरिक को कुछ हुआ तो उनके पूरे आतंक ठिकानों को हम जड़ से निफ्त नामूद करें इसलिए सभापति महोदय मैं मानता हूं कि प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में किया गया ऑपरेशन सिंदूर एक गेम चेंजर साबित हुआ है
On the other hand, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge said, Uri, Pulwama and now Pahalgam attack showed intelligence failure.
2016 में पूरी और पठानकोट आतंकी हमला 2019 में पुलवामा और अब 2025 में पहलगाम आतंकी हमला हुआ इन सभी घटनाओं से साफ है कि बार बार देश की सुरक्षा और इंटेलिजेंस में चूक हो रही है फेल्योर है
Several other members, including Tiruchi Shiva of DMK and Sagarika Ghosh of TMC, also participated in the discussion, which is still underway. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that India is witnessing a renewed surge in oil and gas exploration, particularly in offshore regions. In a written reply to a starred question in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Puri stated that the opening of nearly 1 million square kilometers of erstwhile no-go offshore areas in 2022 has been a landmark development. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO conducted two consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile yesterday and today from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Orissa. Pralay is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi ballistic missile employing state of the art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.5%. The 30 share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange climbed 447 points to close at 81,338. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 advanced 140 points to settle at 24,821. And that is the end of this news bulletin.